Good morning, everyone. I'm Playbook co-author Ryan Lizza. It's Monday, March 25th. Here's what's driving the day. First up, we're watching the fallout from a clash inside NBC News, which on Friday announced it had hired former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel as a paid contributor. The move angered numerous NBC reporters and on-air talent who objected to sharing a platform with someone who has trashed the network and repeatedly defended Trump's false election fraud claims. Yesterday, on Meet the Press, former host and now NBC News chief political analyst Chuck Todd attacked NBC's decision to hire McDaniel moments after her first appearance on NBC. So we'll be watching whether the public outrage now bleeds onto MSNBC today, especially from Joe Scarborough this morning and Rachel Maddow tonight, and whether NBC will continue to stand by McDaniel or not. On the Hill, we'll be watching closely today to see if Marjorie Taylor Greene's effort to oust Speaker Mike Johnson has any momentum. If MTG eventually moves ahead with the plan, several Democrats say they might save Johnson in exchange for a vote on Ukraine aid. But the details here matter. We expect a lot of Democrats would agree to a deal in exchange for the Senate's version of the Ukraine bill. They would be less enthusiastic to help if Johnson puts forward a Ukraine plan with hardline immigration policies or the Trump-inspired loan idea. But there's a sort of chicken or egg question here, because MTG says she'll only trigger the motion to vacate if Johnson puts a Ukraine aid bill on the floor in the first place. Finally, it's a big day on the Trump legal front. The former president has a $500 million bond due stemming from the New York civil fraud case, and he's scheduled to be in court today in the New York hush money criminal case. Here to talk to me about all of that is legal editor James Ramoser. Good morning, James.
Hey, Ryan. Good morning.
Okay, let's start with what's happening in the criminal case in Manhattan. Set that up for us, James.
So, as you might remember, that trial in the Manhattan hush money case was actually supposed to start today. Today was supposed to be the start of jury selection. But just a couple of weeks ago, we received sort of news that there had been an 11th hour document dump from a separate prosecutor's office that had looked into this matter previously. And basically, because Trump believed that he needed time to review all those documents, and the Manhattan District Attorney essentially agreed, the judge ended up postponing that trial by at least 3 weeks. And today, there will be a hearing for the judge to set a new trial date in that case. And, you know, I think that there's an expectation that he could set it for as soon as the middle or late April.
All right. So that suggests that the issue that caused this delay wasn't so earth-shattering after all, James. And when they meet today in court, that will be sort of dealt with and in the rearview mirror? Or is there a possibility that the Trump side wins their argument that this was some, you know, terrible breach of the discovery process, and the judge should, you know, cancel the indictment, issue sanctions, and all the other things Trump is asking for?
Yeah, I think there's very little chance that Trump somehow gets the case thrown out based on these documents or anything close to that. And now that the Manhattan DA's office has had a chance to review them more closely, basically what the Manhattan DA has said in court filings is that the vast majority of these documents are not relevant to the case at all. And the few documents that are actually potentially relevant to the case are actually inculpatory rather than exculpatory, so that they would actually hurt Trump rather than help him in his defense. And so what the Manhattan DA's office is saying is that this has all been kind of a tempest in a teapot, much ado about nothing, and the trial should proceed as quickly as possible.
Got it. And there was some talk that there's a trial scheduled right after this one. In fact, it's the Steve Bannon fraud trial. Do we think that that will cause a logjam here and delay, or the expectation is this will come first?
I would expect Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, to push for a trial as early as possible and for him to clear the deck in terms of every other possible case on the docket to get this one started.
Well, so things are really coming to a head today, James, because Also, there is this deadline. Letitia James has issued this deadline for Trump to pay the $464 million fine in the civil fraud case or to put up a bond. Trump has said he has gone to 30 different bond companies and he can't get a bond and was looking for a delay. What happens today when we hit this deadline?
Well, Tish James, the New York Attorney General, can begin attempting to freeze Donald Trump's bank accounts and seize his property, both real property and even personal property. I mean, people have talked about going after his private plane, for example. But I think the first step most experts have told Politico is that she'll go after whatever cash he has in his accounts, because that'll be the easiest assets to seize. And so if Trump doesn't come up with, you know, $500 million bond today, then you're going to see Tish James probably start taking steps to do that. And then she's going to start looking at, you know, potentially seizing his real estate buildings. And that's an extremely complicated process. I mean, people kind of expect that she's going to be marching down to Trump Tower with a padlock, Monday at 12:01 a.m. or something like that. But it's not going to be that quick. She'll need a lot of judicial process to actually get at those assets. And what experts have told us is that the first step will be to go after the bank accounts.
Got it. James, the other thing that's happening today is Trump Media and Technology Group is going public. And Trump is estimated to have about a $3 billion stake in this company, or at least that's what the value was over the weekend. So we're going to be watching to see how that stock fluctuates. Seems like pretty good timing for Trump. On the Monday, he has $500 million due. He's got this new $3 billion investment. So can he use it?
Short answer is almost certainly not, at least not immediately. You're right that he did get a serious infusion of wealth as a result of this deal over his Truth Social company. But there are so-called lockup provisions that restrict him from selling those shares or using them even as collateral for 6 months. And so as far as we can tell, he will not be able to put that new wealth, those new shares, to use in terms of either liquidating them to pay the bond amount in the civil fraud case, or even using them as collateral to get a bond.
Right. That's why they have lockup provisions. So you can't just dump your shares and cash out and destroy the value of the company. A lot to look at today. Thank you, James, for breaking all of this down. So we'll be watching for three things here today. New trial date in the Bragg case, what Tish James's first move is on getting that $464 million from Trump, and the stock value of Trump Media and Technology Group as it goes public. Thanks so much, James.
It'll be another exciting day. Thanks, Ryan.
And for your schedule today, the Senate and the House are both out. I'm Ryan Lizza. Thanks for listening.